Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the weather across Israel is mostly clear, with a warm night ahead in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's perfect for a quiet evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, no IDF casualties after a Hamas explosive detonated near the Yellow Line in the Gaza Strip. The IDF claims this as a ceasefire violation by Hamas, reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier today. Also, Gaza is at a crossroads as Netanyahu clarifies that assassinations will continue. This follows a meeting with a special U.S. envoy, Perwala, earlier this hour. Also this hour, Netanyahu and Kushner agree that Hamas must disarm before any Gaza reconstruction can begin. This was reported by Ynet earlier today. Separately, Netanyahu and Kushner have reached an agreement on a Gaza roadmap. Disarmament remains a key condition, as reported by I-24 News earlier today. And finally, battered by war, Iran's rulers are wary of renewed unrest if the U.S. tightens pressure. This comes as economic conditions worsen, as reported by the Times of Israel this hour. Here's what people are saying online. Memory, a Middle East media research institute, noted just under an hour ago that an editor from the Iranian regime's Kayhan newspaper called Iran a superpower replacing America in the region, emphasizing an ideology to destroy Israel. Honest Reporting, a media watchdog, observed under an hour ago that Reporters Without Borders and the International Federation of Journalists are quietly removing names linked to terrorism from their Gaza journalist lists, fueling controversy over transparency. Al Arabiya English reported just under an hour ago that former U.S. diplomat William Lawrence analyzed whether Trump might need to pressure Israel, possibly with sanctions, to bring Netanyahu back to the negotiating table on Gaza. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the explosive incident in Gaza, the Jerusalem Post earlier today reported that the blast near the Yellow Line resulted in no IDF casualties, but the military has warned soldiers about potential ceasefire violations. This incident highlights the fragile state of the ceasefire in the region. The implications are significant for ongoing peace efforts. Turning to the developments with Netanyahu and U.S. envoy Jared Kushner, Walla reported that Netanyahu emphasized continued targeted strikes against Hamas leaders. This stance comes as discussions with U.S. envoys focus on long-term peace. The continuation of assassinations could impact diplomatic ties with international partners. Meanwhile, Ynet reported earlier today on a four-hour meeting between Netanyahu and Kushner, where they agreed on the necessity for Hamas to disarm for any reconstruction to proceed. Working groups will focus on demilitarization and public health. This agreement marks a step forward, but hinges on Hamas's willingness to disarm. Separately, I-24 News provided details on the roadmap agreement reached between Netanyahu and Kushner. The disarmament of Hamas remains a critical condition for progress. The roadmap aims to create a framework for stability in Gaza, but the outcome depends on complex negotiations. Finally, the Times of Israel this hour highlighted concerns in Iran. Officials fear public unrest if U.S. pressure increases amid worsening economic conditions. The potential for protests adds another layer of complexity to regional dynamics. This situation could affect Iran's internal stability and its external relations. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel desperately needs another airport as Ben-Gurion is nearing capacity. Tech reported an hour ago that despite recognition of this need, plans for a new airport have been stalled for over 17 years. The delay poses risks for travel and trade. Separately, Mar'Av Business reported earlier today on a staggering 110% rent increase in Spain and Portugal. The housing shortage is forcing many to sleep on couches, demonstrating the broader impact of housing crises in Europe. And finally, Ynet Business reported earlier today that Ning Boyu, a former Huawei employee, left his elite job to sell corn in rural China. His departure highlights the pressures of high-stakes corporate environments and the allure of a simpler life. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 11 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.